ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. Welcome to Hustle and Flow. Every Thursday, we sit down, we talk to entrepreneurs, business people, people that are making moves in their own sectors. And today, I'm joined by an award-winning events person. Her name is Eustace Gomba from Eustace Haven Events Planner. Ma'am, welcome to ZFM Stereo. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, and yourself? Thank you for having me.
We are delighted to have you on the show because you are hustling and you're flowing in your industry.
I'm trying my best.
Of course. So I think I was doing research about you, and you've been in the pageantry industry as well. And how did you move from that to being an events planner?
All right. I guess it was just a case of me getting to a point where these opportunities just opened up for me. Being someone who was in the modeling industry, I've always loved everything to do with beauty. So it was an easy transition from modeling and to doing events, because it's just something that really speaks about beauty. It's not just beauty of the decor elements that you have on the day, but basically just the beauty of bringing people together.
Yes.
Like, for example, I do a lot of weddings, so yeah, it was quite easy to just transition.
So one of the things that we do here at Hustle and Flow is we bring people that are, like I said, doing amazing things in their spheres. How long have you been operating as an events planner?
All right. So the funny story is that I actually started doing events during the COVID pandemic.
Really?
So I've been doing this for the past 5 years. I've been doing it for 5 years now, and it's actually been a very, very, very great journey for me. Despite all the hardships that I faced, having to start a business during COVID, all of these things, I mean, starting a business during COVID, it really equipped me with all of the necessary traits that I need to be running the business even until now.
All right.
Yeah.
And because you've been operating in this space for quite a long time, you won the Events Industry Rising Star Award, which is huge. What does this recognition mean to you personally and professionally?
It really means a lot. And I think right now would be the best time to just thank, you know, the organizers for the Zwing Awards, because it's been really a great platform for me to just launch myself and then just have this induction into the wedding industry. It has come with so many opportunities, exposure opportunities. Now I get to work with a lot of corporate brands. And yeah, it's actually been a great opportunity for me. Just being recognized, I don't take it for granted.
Nice. And I know that there are so many weddings. If you think of the weddings that are taking place every single weekend.
Yeah, so many weddings every
it's
weekend.
It's an industry that is actually
growing.
It's growing.
Yeah, it's actually now worth millions. You know, if you do research across the continent, it's actually now worth millions. And what I really love about the events industry is that it's actually aiding to our Zimbabwean economy. How? Because Zimbabwe was listed one of the top places to travel to. It's actually
exactly,
on number
recently.
One.
Yeah,
yeah, it's recent, which is actually a great thing for us, you know, especially when it comes to many transnational marriages that are occurring, and mm-hmm. people now can actually come to Zimbabwe and have all of these destination weddings. And it's not just a platform for us wedding planners that we get to benefit from, but also our economy as Zimbabwe, we benefit a lot.
It
so many destination weddings. There's Victoria Falls. It's becoming a destination wedding place, and which is actually a great thing for all of us.
Right.
Literally.
And now I want to talk about the money, because one thing we are so big here on Hustle and Flow is
you want
money.
To see, are we profiting? What is happening?
So basically, because there's somebody that's listening, and they're also trying to be inspired to start a business or to try to penetrate into this industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
How profitable is this industry?
This industry, it's actually quite diverse, and it's very profitable. It's very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it's not just limited to us wedding planners, coordinators, and people who do all of the designing for the day, but a lot of people can actually become service providers. We have photographers coming in, you know, we have the technical people who are coming in to just make sure that the event goes smoothly. We have people who are in the food industry coming in, and we have people who are in the beauty industry as well who are aiding to, you know, just the functioning of the event to be a success. So it's actually quite a conducive industry to join. There's so much that you can get into. I'm sure, like, I've already listed some of the things. There's so much that you can get into. So it's actually a good industry. We even have musicians now performing at weddings. So it's quite broad.
MCs as well.
We have MCs. We have all of these people who are coming through. So it's actually quite great.
It's feeding the nation.
Yeah, it's feeding the nation.
And employing people.
Employing people. And it's been great for me because I get to meet all these, you know, different types of people. I get to network. And it really continues to grow my business. And yeah, like I said, you know, as long as you just position yourself well, it's quite a profitable business.
And you also need to be... You need to offer a good service.
You need to offer a good service.
Great service.
Good service. Mm-hmm. Business ethic. You just make sure you're on point when it comes to your business ethic. You're always putting your customers first. Because basically, I'm in the hospitality industry.
Absolutely, yes.
So it really matters how I present myself out there, how I treat the people that I'm working with. Not just the people that I'm working with. Even the people who are coming to the event, I need to be able to, like, really host them well.
Yes.
So that they have this really great experience. So all of those factors, they just come in to just make sure all
and,
is well.
You being in the beauty industry, pageantry, how did that prepare you for the entrepreneurship and managing high profile events?
All right. Sorry again. You see Valerie, one of your colleagues?
Yes.
She's one of the people who actually mentored me when I started doing beauty pageants. It was under Kushida Image Consultancy. And through that consultancy, I've really benefited a lot. It really helped me when I started doing my beauty pageants. It's not just beauty. It's not just walking on the stage, you know, having to interact and having all of this attention on you. But these people, these organizers, people who plan the pageants, people who are taking you as models, they equip you with so many skills. For example, I had to learn to be confident. I used to be a very, very shy girl.
Really?
I used to be shy, but now because of the beauty pageants, I really got a chance so that, you know, I discover who I am personally. That way, it really enabled me to be more confident in what I do. And it's not just that. Since now I'm running a business, being a part of beauty pageants really equipped me with leadership skills that I use even until today. It really helps me with my team and how I conduct myself around them and everything else that we do to just make sure that whatever it is we're planning, if it's a wedding, if it's a corporate event, it is really professionally planned and it comes to its best.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the events industry can be quite unpredictable, right? What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced starting out?
Starting out, it wasn't easy. Like, I would be lying if I just say, you know, like,
yeah.
I was just an overnight success. Everything just worked out for me just like that. Like I said, I started during the pandemic. So it was pretty hard, you know. First of all, you need capital to start a business. So it was pretty hard
because
you need money to make money. But, you know, I was just working with what I had at that time. I was just working with what I had and just making sure that it's enough for me to proceed with my business and everything that I wanted to do. It wasn't easy around that time to move around even. It was really hard. We had so many restrictions and all of those things. But you would find that all of those things that I really experienced during that time, they really helped me now, present day, to be able to undertake all of the challenges that I get to, face on a day-to-day basis, you know. So, yeah, it's one of
the
things.
And then how do you handle client expectations, especially when budgets don't match their dreams? Because, you know, people want
Pinterest people.
Yeah, Pinterest
people are going on Pinterest and downloading pictures.
Exactly. And then they say, hey, guys, this is the wedding that I want, but I have $2,000.
You know,
how do you handle expectations and budgets that don't really feed into those expectations? But you want to keep the client. You want to make sure the client is happy.
All right. I think this is one of the points where integrity and honesty comes into play. If you're honest enough to tell your client, listen, with your budget of $2,000, we can't really work with your Pinterest vision board.
With your vision board.
But But listen, this is what we can do for you. Like personally, my aesthetics for my work, it's clean work. I love clean work, my tablescapes and the flowers and everything that I do. So I can just come up maybe like a package that is friendly towards your budget.
What does friendly mean? What does that's friendly mean in this particular instance?
That's, you know, like you still get something really clean and beautiful, but it's according to your budget. Because now the issue is if you go above and beyond and lie to a client that this is enough.
I can do it.
It's okay. Just give me that 2,000. You know, the wedding is worth 15,000, but you're getting 2,000. There's going to come a day, the wedding is going to come through and you're not going to meet the expectations.
And
it's a problem, not just to the client. Also, you have ruined their day, but you have also ruined the brand that you have taken years and years to just try and put out there. So those are some of the things that you really need to look out for and just be careful.
Okay. And because you've been operating in this space for a long time, what are some of the misconceptions people have about the, obviously, the events industry, particularly weddings?
People just assume that it's all glitz and glam.
Yeah.
Like when the day comes, you know, people are just assuming everything, even the behind the scenes process, it's glitz and glam. It's just a misconception that people have. But a lot of hard work, it really goes into making sure that an event comes to fruition. There's a lot of hard work. We have a lot of service providers that we have to engage in, because you can't possibly do everything on your own with your own company, but you have to engage in other service providers. You know, teamwork, it really makes the dream work. It makes the dream work. So it's not as glamorous as it looks like. There's so much panoshandwa. You have to sacrifice your time, you know. And you know, when I'm talking about wedding planning, events planning, basically what I'm saying is I'm taking your stress
and I'm putting it on me. Yeah, pretty
voluntarily. I'm taking your stress and it's on me. So yeah.
And now I'm also stressing you.
You're stressing me, and it's still okay because you're paying me for it. So
right.
So it's still okay. So yeah, at the end of the day, there's a lot that we have to sacrifice, and it's not just the glitz and glam. There's a lot that we sacrifice.
All right, Eustace, before we finish our show, let's talk about the award. The Swabu Wedding Industry Network Gala. These guys, they awarded you with the Rising Star. Events Industry Rising Star. And how did that make you feel, number one? What did that award do to you, your business, and how much you believe in yourself?
All right. First of all, I'd just like to take this time to acknowledge the CEO of the Zwing Awards. That's Mrs. Yvonne Kabasa. You know, just to thank her for even giving us this platform to just have these award ceremonies. You know, when you apply, you're not really expecting that anything.
No.
You have all these wedding industry giants that are there, and you're just like, let me give it a shot. Like, personally, I'm just like, let me go for it. Let me go for it. We'll see when it happens. But a lot of opportunities have come up for me. I've recently started to work with corporate brands, which has really been good, because it's sort of, the award comes as sort of an endorsement to endorse you and put you out there and say, look, here's Eustace Avin. She's a professional events planner. Work with this person. It's an endorsement. So some of the opportunities that I have really received have been amazing, to be honest. Even like the clientele that I've been getting since the award has really been great. I really appreciate it.
That is good. And Eustace, before you go, if there's somebody out there who's listening and they want to hustle and flow in this industry, what would you say to them?
Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. If you know you have something that you're naturally talented in, or just something that you're passionate about, go for it. That's where your money is. That's where your business is. That's where your creativity is. Go for it with your might and your strength and everything that you have. Even if, let's say, that the capital is not there. Like I said, I started doing business with what I had. With that capital, I was using what I had at home.
Yeah.
You know, just the different elements I was just finding around. Like, okay, let me use this. So start with what you have. Start where you are. Don't wait and say, I need millions to start this business. And also, what I can encourage people, especially young people, to do is go for events, those networking events. Go
especially
and meet people
those, hey?
Go and meet people.
The power of networking.
The power of relationships. Yeah. Go and meet people. Put yourself out there. Be confident enough to approach the person that you know is doing really well and just introduce yourself. Exchange contacts and speak to that person. You'll be surprised.
You'll be very much surprised.
Yeah.
You'll be very surprised.
So don't procrastinate. Go for a business. Start a business. Do something.
Do something with what you have. Everything will just open up.
Even if it's limited resources, start with what you have. Tangirai Papo from where you are.
Eustace, thank you so much for coming through to Hustle and Flow. I'm sure somebody's going to be encouraged to start a business, to move, and to obviously grow. The name of the show again is Hustle and Flow. My name is Atende G. We are back again next week, same time, same place. And don't forget to hustle and flow.